You're listening to SBS News.
Switzerland's neutrality is more pragmatic than heroic. In the Second World War, it mobilised all able-bodied men to defend its borders. It also banked gold looted by the Nazis and struck a secret deal to fight with the French if needed. Today, neutrality means no foreign wars and no NATO. Swiss weapons can't be exported to countries at war. This strategy of armed neutrality enjoys enormous support. But, says political scientist Stephanie Walter, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is forcing a rethink.
There's a realization that Switzerland is a small country set in the middle of European states. And neutrality comes from a time when a lot of the conflicts surrounding Switzerland were amongst these states. Now what we're seeing is European states seeing themselves in conflicts with outside powers, which is a whole different game, right? How can you be neutral when all your neighbors are also fighting for you?
Setzt ein Zeichen hier auf diesem Platz.
When Russia attacked Ukraine, tens of thousands of Swiss citizens took to the streets condemning the invasion. The government made headlines by adopting all the European Union sanctions. But are financial weapons enough? Sania Ameti of the political movement Operation Libero has begun to think what was once, for Switzerland, unthinkable.
In some way, we are also a target of this war by Putin because we are a liberal democracy. And then we have to ask ourselves, is it right not to export weapons to a country that is fighting also a war that we are a target of?
Guten Abend. Neue Neutralität.
In the Swiss parliament, that debate has already started and it is fierce. On the right, Swiss People's Party member Werner Salzmann wants no change whatsoever.
I reject weapons exports, absolutely. That would violate our law on neutrality and I cannot support that.
In the centre, Andrea Gmür-Schönenberger thinks a defence arrangement with NATO could be useful.
I can imagine military exercises together with NATO, training with NATO. I can imagine us all working together on air defence.
But on the left, Social Democrat Cedric Vermut sees different partnerships.
We should work more closely with the European Union to strengthen international law and the United Nations. But getting into NATO by the back door isn't a solution for a small neutral country.
No one knows where this debate will end. But political correspondent Marcus Heffliger believes Switzerland has now embarked on a journey which may take it far away from its traditional neutrality.
Switzerland is so clearly part of the Western world. When it comes to its values, its economy, its traditions, everything, the big question is if we still can be neutral in the traditional sense in this new world order. We should debate that, and I'm really sure that Swiss neutrality will head somewhere different from where we have been, but I'm not sure yet where exactly.